Hi, this is Cliff Sound on computerweekly.com, and today I am speaking to Daniel Lewin, Strategic and Emerging Business Development Manager at Microsoft. Daniel, can you tell me why you're in the UK this week?
Yeah, today we're making an announcement about our new program that we call BizSpark, and with it we announced nearly 30 network partners, which are entities that care about entrepreneurism and early stage businesses. Our goal through this program is to make available all of our development tools and platform technologies for startup companies to build new web-facing businesses. And the key to this announcement is that we're making these tools and servers available at no upfront cost for 3 full years worth of use for young companies, companies under 3 years old and less than $1 million in revenue.
So just to clarify that, what criteria do you use to choose the companies?
Well, there are Microsoft employees positioned in 82 countries around the world who are in the process of engaging the network partner community. And so either a Microsoft employee or a network partner, who could be a venture capitalist or a government agency or someone who cares about early stage businesses, mentors and incubators from the university community, can nominate the startup. The startup then will receive a key electronically, very simple process online, to gain access to the software, which they can download and instance or operate. And we're working with hosters as well who can help facilitate the process.
What type of software will be available?
The primary offering is centered around our development tools, which is the Visual Studio product line, but also Windows Server and the SQL Server, our database, our SharePoint server, our BizTalk orchestration server, all of the core and necessary kind of monitoring tools as well to help them build this business out. So there's a long list available on the website, and it's a MicrosoftStartupZone.com, one word website, so you can go to MicrosoftStartupZone.com and find all the details.
What's going to be the output? I mean, what are you hoping to achieve at Microsoft?
Yeah, our goal is to help facilitate the creation of new businesses, which can make a difference for our customers, and of course then to stimulate the next generation of software developers using our underlying platform technologies, which is essentially how Microsoft built its business, is working with partners who in turn create solutions that are helpful to our mutual end customers.
Daniel, can you give me any examples of companies that you've been speaking to?
Yeah, we've got a host of companies we've been working with here in the UK. Huddle is a really interesting one. There's another called Bluehoo, which was part of our professional developers conference a couple of weeks ago. They're one of the first companies in the world to be using some of our cloud services platform assets. We made an announcement around the Azure services platform. So again, the list is quite long. There's been a dozen or more that we've been working with here in the UK, but I think Huddle and Bluehoo may be two interesting ones to take a look at.
And what do those companies do?
Well, what we're looking for is companies that are pioneering new market opportunities and creating some new business value for end customers, and in particular, companies that are looking to demonstrate success using some of our newer technologies. Some of them have been focusing on our Silverlight technology, which is kind of exciting and new for streaming video and things of that ilk. Others have been, you know, pioneering and working with some of our collaboration servers, working with SharePoint, or some of our presence capability in the online world, which is Bluehoo's doing some really cool things.
Okay, now how long do you think before these companies go to market?
Well, you know, the BizSpark program is targeted at companies that are typically been in business for less than 3 years, and there will be many new ones. In fact, we had more than 1,000 inquiries within the first 24 hours of announcing the program, and over 100 companies in the UK have already signed up. Some of them are in the market now. Some of them are brand new companies that are just instancing, you know, with our tools and servers as their you know, core development environment. So in some cases they're already in the market. In other cases they'll just be coming to market in the year or two ahead. It just depends.
Thank you, Daniel, and thank you for listening. Please join me again on www.computerweekly.com/podcasts.